Mike Kliss is our 9 News Bronco Insider. Joins us now on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline, as he does every week at this time. Mike, good morning. Had you heard any whispers of this Zach Wilson trade coming down the pike?
Oh, yeah. You know, I had written it as a possibility that that was a veteran they might pick up along with the draft. I thought it might happen in the draft, you know, the day two of the draft. And but, yeah, it came about. The Broncos basically gave up nothing. They got a seventh round, $2.75 million. And Zach Wilson in return for a 6-round pick. You add all that up, it's like a 6.5 round, maybe even a 7th round that they had to give up for somebody. And that's really been the going rate for all those 2021 first round quarterbacks. 4 of them are now gone.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. So what does this do in regards to the draft? Does it change their draft plans?
I say from, you know, I've talked a little bit here and there, and the sense I get is Zach Wilson is not going to change your draft plans. Zach Wilson shouldn't change your draft plans. Do not cross Bo Nix off the list of possibilities. Do not cross J.J. McCarthy off the list of possibilities. They're still in play. Maybe a little bit more odds that you get the best player available. You know, if Dallas Hunter's there, Terrion Arnold, a cornerback, although they picked up a veteran starter yesterday and Levi Wallace. But I guess I would still put a quarter on Bo Nix and a couple dimes on J.J. McCarthy and then nickels on Dallas Turner and Latu and those type of guys.
So as we get set for this draft on Thursday, and with so many Bronco fans wanting the Broncos to draft a quarterback, even be willing to trade up to draft that quarterback, what should be the lesson that we take from Zach Wilson's journey to Denver?
Well, I mean, you needed a little more experience to compete with Jarrett Stidham. And Zach Wilson, you know, even though it's bad experience in the NFL, there's still some traits there that made him the number 2 overall draft pick. And, you know, he's going to need some rehab. He's going to need some New York City decompress rehab. I think from afar, it looked like Zach Wilson wasn't quite mature enough for the New York City market. You know, I used to cover baseball and follow baseball quite a bit back in the day. And there were always guys who just got chewed up and spit out in the New York market, you know, Yankees. There's always certain guys that could play for the Yankees and certain guys that couldn't. And Zach Wilson was 21 years old, maybe a bit naive, a bit immature for New York. Get him out of there. Get him with Sean Payton versus, you know, all the different offensive systems he had with the Jets and different situations. Get him a little stability here and see if you can resurrect him. Because, you know, in 2021, I remember, you know, the Broncos and everybody else would have loved to have had Zach Wilson in the draft. You know, it just kind of fell apart on him from there.
Yeah, heck, Randy Johnson couldn't handle pitching in New York. So, I mean, there was...
That's right. Yeah,
yeah. There's a lot of guys. That list is long. What does this do? Is there a guy, you know, if they decide to go the player route at 12 or move back, whatever the case may be, is there a guy, if they move back and accumulate a pick in the second or the third round, is there a guy that you know of that they are high on that maybe isn't one of these top 6 quarterbacks?
Well, Spencer Rattler's the best of the rest, and he's got a lot of talent. He's a little small. You know, I think he's 6 foot, maybe a little taller than 6 foot. And thin, you know, but he's got a lot of passing talent. And, you know, when you think about coming out of high school, he was the number one quarterback in the country. And so, you know, he transferred away after Caleb Williams. No crime there, losing your starting job to Caleb Williams. And then transferred, and, you know, South Carolina gets beat up in that SEC, and so he's got some scars and some wounds. But he's a guy that maybe in the second or third round, and Michael Pratt probably, you know, third and the fourth round type guy.
Well, Mike, we were both yesterday talking about how we felt like there was nothing left to talk about with the Broncos, yeah. That we exhausted all possibilities. Can we just get on with the draft? But, well, that injected a little life into it yesterday, so we'll see what happens coming up on Thursday. We appreciate the time, as always. Appreciate it. Thank you, Michael.
You got it, guys.
Mike Liss, our 9 News Bronco Insider on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline.